Open up your Bible, Jonah chapter number 2 tonight, please. I won't preach long. But I do want to deliver what God put in my heart. I said this morning. I don't know how many people are paying attention, but preacher just a messenger, boy.
Jonah
chapter 2. Preacher's just a messenger, boy. He's not nobody. Well, we put a lot of, I guess, emphasis on preachers. And God's the only one I know can make one. The world can sure break one. I mean, you look at the Jimmy Swagger, and he was, you know, he's way up there. I mean, the world kind of regarded him as some great one, but his sin found him out. He come down to real life. That's about all men are, just men of like passions. I wish there were more pedigree men that God could use, but God just takes old common men, does extraordinary things. We'll read Jonah chapter 2 tonight. I'll read the whole chapter. It's 10 verses. The Bible said, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. And that's good that God hears us when we cry. He said, out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. I thank God for a God like that. When you are in over your head, he'll hear your cry. Verse 3 says, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then said I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry ground. We'll go to God in prayer. And I do desire your prayers tonight. I'm going to try to preach about a 45-minute message, about 15 minutes. So pray for me tonight. Father, we bless your name tonight. Lord, we can't confess nothing other than dust and ashes. But Lord, we trade our ashes, Lord, for your beauty. Ask, Lord, you might manifest yourself tonight in us. Ask, dear Father God, tonight that, Lord, your presence might be here tonight. Pray, Father God, you'd preach to us and through us. Speak to our hearts as only you can. Open the Word of God tonight. We might be able to see the great truths and treasures that it holds. And whatever you do tonight, Lord, because you know every heart, you know every need, you know everything, Father, about us, and you still love us. Whatever needs to be done tonight, Father, may it be done by the hand of God. And we'll praise you and thank you and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I've been on my heart tonight, been on my heart all week long. Why not give up? Why just give up? I mean, the polls say everybody else is. The polls, you know the polls. They use them things, you know, to kind of sway your mind. I mean, everybody else is condoning same-sex marriage. Why not just get on board? Listen, I don't care if every church in the United States of America says same-sex marriage is okay. What saith the Scriptures?
Amen.
I'll just tell you right now, God said it's abomination. And I know we've become gray. I know there ain't no black and white. Let's be tolerant. Let's not be etched in stone. Let's not find solid ground. Let's find sinking sand. I'll just tell you right now, if the Bible is going to be the standard, the Bible said it's abomination in sight of God.
Amen.
Exactly right.
I know our politicians bought out. I know, you know, our teachers, you know, even our president, he said he's evolving on how he feels about homosexuality. I don't care what the polls say. I don't care what churches say. I want to read my Bible and see what the Bible says about it. The Bible said that God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah with an overthrow, and the Bible said He made them an example to those who hereafter should live ungodly. It's ungodly. Right. I'll just get that off my chest and we'll get on what I got to say tonight. But you know what? Just give up. I mean, look, it looks like you can't win. It looks like everywhere you look, church is falling down. We got more here tonight than I was expecting, but members are falling out, offerings down, everything seems like it's coming and out. Why not just give up? If anybody ever had a reason to give up, what I just read about Jonah would have been a good reason to give up. But Jonah didn't give up. I mean, nobody shouts no more. Nobody sings for the glory of God seem like no more. Nobody gets saved no more. I mean, the crowd's down, the altar's down, the preacher's down, the congregation's down. Satan says, why not just give up? Amen. And I'll say this. Jonah will tell us why not to give up. Jonah's not only in the belly of a whale. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, if Jesus hadn't told that, we'd just thought he was a great fish. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale. I'm glad he told that, because they ain't telling what kind of commentaries and what kind of books were being wrote about this great fish. So Jesus just simplified it, said he's in the belly of a whale. But not only that, he's in the belly of a whale. He's got seaweed wrapped about his head. He's in the bottom of the sea. Why did he just give up? Somebody drew a cartoon one time at work and gave me one of them. And it showed this frog and this crane trying to swallow it. And the only thing sticking out of that frog is, that crane is the legs of this frog. Yet he's got his hands around the neck of that crane. And underneath it says, never give up. Well, I wish we had a little bit of that fortitude. But, you know, Jonah, with seaweed wrapped about his head in the belly of a whale at the bottom of the sea, verse 7 said, he remembered the Lord. You know, you'll get down, I'll get down, we'll all get down. There's no exception to the rule. It's just light affliction. All of us have trials. All of us have troubles. All of us have tribulation. But Jonah remembered the Lord, verse 7 says, when my soul fainted within me, he said, I remember the Lord. Not only that, verse 4, he spoke in faith. If you look, you still got your Bible open up. He said, I will, I will look again toward that holy temple. I mean, the debt stacked against him. Everything you can think of has gone south. And everybody says, why don't you just give up, Jonah? He said, I ain't giving up. I remember who my God is. And I told God, he spoke this in faith. He said, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. If you look at verse number 10, the Lord spake unto the fish. Here's what God told that fish. He said, you're a limousine now. Take this preacher of Nineveh. And that whale, Jesus told us, took Jonah to Nineveh. And I'm going to guess it beached itself. But as it beached itself and opened up his mouth, Jonah went out on dry ground. He went to Nineveh and he preached it in 40 days and then it'll be overthrown. And the Bible said they repented from the least to the greatest. God said every one of them repented. I forgot how many it was. I think it's like 120,000 souls. They didn't know their left hand from their right hand. They all repented at the preaching of Jonah. Amen. He never gave up. If you look at the first verse of chapter number 3, it said the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. I'm glad God gives us a second chance. Amen. History tells about a great battle. And I ain't private. I'm not that smart. But I remember hearing about this. History tells about a great battle. And the general looking down upon the battle saw his soldiers being beaten to a pulp. And he told his bugle boy, he said, blow the retreat. And the bugle boy got mixed up and blew the trumpet to charge instead of retreat, and they whooped the enemy's hind end because he blew the trumpet to charge instead of blowing the trumpet to retreat. Sometimes it's just the mind that you got. Somebody looks at things like, Brother Billy, let's just give up. Somebody else looks at it and says, hey, let's just go whoop them and be done with it. Amen. But it's sometimes it just depends on what kind of mind you got about it. Jonah remembered that God was still there for him. Jonah remembered even though he was down out of sight at the bottom of the ocean, in the belly of a whale, he remembered there's still God. Amen. And he didn't give up. Amen.
Amen.
Bible tells us about a man named Job. And tells us he loved God. Tells us he lived for God.
Amen.
It also tells us that Satan attacked him. Not only did Satan attack him, but Satan smitten him. Job chapter 2, verse 7 through 8. Satan had so attacked and smitten Job that Job's broken out with sore bones from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot. And Job is scraping himself with a piece of broken pottery, a potsherd. I mean, Job is down. Job has lost his wealth. The Bible tells us, Job chapter 1, verse 14 through 17, and he was a very wealthy man. The Bible tells you that. He lost his 7 sons and 3 daughters. Verse number 2 tells us he had 10 children, 7 sons and 3 daughters. By the way, for what it's worth, even with a praying father, he lost 10 children. He prayed for them. He offered sacrifices for them. He said it may be they've cursed God in their heart. But verse 5 tells us while they were partying in the eldest brother's house, drinking wine, that a great wind came down upon them and killed them all. Even with a praying father. Verse 19, the report of all this come to Job, just one right after another, and the report was bad. Job's down. But his wife comes to him and she scorns him in verse number 9 of Job chapter number 2. She said, doest thou still retain thine integrity? Why not just curse God and die? Now listen, when your wife scorns you, it hurts. Well, for that matter, when your husband scorns you, it hurts. Because you see, that's your helpmate. That's your soulmate. That's when two have become one, Brother Billy. You know, two are better than one. The Bible says, woe unto him that's alone when he falleth, for he have not another help him up. We was at the nurse's home just a minute ago, we had to help a woman up. It took 3 of us, but we got her up. But when your wife scorns you, it hurts. It's got a more of a hurt to it. When your husband scorns you, it hurts. I mean, I can take it from you. I can take it from the devil, but I don't want it from my wife. I want my wife to say you done good. I want my wife to say, well, you done your best. I don't want her to say, get away out of my sight. I don't even want to see you. Well, Job, he's had a bad day. Along with that, his wife's had a bad day. She gave birth to those 10 children, Linda. Because of that, I believe she's bitter. Women do get bitter. It's okay. Bible says, you know, that root of bitterness, it can defile you, but you can root it out. But she's bitter. But she adds to his grief. She adds to his pain. And she comes up and says, doest thou still retain thine integrity? Why don't you just curse God and die? And like Brother Bryan said, he said, you speak as one of the foolish women speaketh. Shall we not receive good at the hand of the Lord? Shall we not receive evil?
Right.
And the first time when he heard the news about all the stuff he lost, he said, the Lord giveth. The Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this time he did pretty much the same thing. The Bible said that he didn't charge God foolishly. And a lot of people do. They blame God for everything. They don't go to, if God loved me, why can't I win the lottery? If God loved me, why can't I have a brand new car? If God loved me, why I've got so little amount of money and means. Amen. Just learn, God lives with contentment. It's great gain.
My Bible says have food and raiment and be thou content. Try.
Having food and raiment, be content therewith. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Kingdom of God is righteousness. Amen. I tell you what, I'm glad I ain't going to hell. I'm glad, praise God, when the smoke clears, I'll be walking on the streets of gold. Amen. I know this whole world is going to hell in a handbasket. I know the Bible said, brothers, the world needs destruction. And many there be that go in there, and there's a way that leads the righteous. Few there be to find it. I know all that. But I'm one of the few, amen. I'm going to heaven. I might take a bunch of people with me, but if they won't go, I'll tell you right now, I'll just try to help them. And if they won't take no help, I'll try to warn them. And if they won't take no warning, I'll tell you one thing. I won't have their blood on my hand. They should have listened. They should have let the Lord forgive them and save them. Amen. But that's scorning. Boy, we got to learn. We got to learn not to scorn our spouse. His wife scorned him. It hurt. His friends scorned him. Job spoke back to them. He said, miserable comforters are you all, Job 16 verse 2. Physicians of no value, Job 13 verse 4. Job's down. He don't need the scorn of his wife. He don't need the scorn of his friends. He needs someone to come up here. Brother, I pray for you. Be all right. Lord, get you through this. He ain't getting no kind words. You know, the Bible said, let your speech be seasoned with grace. I believe a lot of people get to eat words because they don't choose them carefully. The Bible said a wise man studied the answer. Most people just fire right out. And they say, I didn't mean that like it sounded. Well, it still done the same damage. You know, we really ought to be kind. We really ought to be meek and lowly in heart. We really ought to have a controlled spirit to look upon someone instead of add a gasoline to the fire. To try to put it out. Try to comfort them that are cast down. Try to encourage those that are, you know, down and out instead of trying to finish them off. Someone said the Baptist on one that killed or wounded. I don't know about that, but Job, he's down. But he's just like Jonah. And Job says in Job 13 verse 15, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. You might have a bad day, but just remember this. Who holds it? Just remember who's on the throne. Don't forget.
Amen.
There's not a sparrow that falls that his eye don't see. He said, you're more valuable than many sparrows. I'll tell you right now, the Bible said he was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He come down here just to realize how bad it really is to be a vessel of clay and be down here amongst sinners. But he did do it. He showed us it can be done. He did induce such contradiction of sinners against himself because of the joy that was set before him. He endured it. So just remember this. There's a better day coming. Amen. We'll finish our time down here one day. We'll fill our days one day and we'll go home. But Job, he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job 13 verse 15. And then if that wasn't enough, he wanted the devil to make sure that he understood this what kind of man he was. And he said in Job 19 verse 25 through 27, he said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he standeth at the latter day upon the earth, and though worms destroy this body, he said, yet in my flesh I'll see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold. That ever gave the devil a black eye, amen. He thought, well, you know, I ought to go just a little bit further. So he went on to the next verse. He said, he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now listen, you might not be able to take the sore trials of Job. You might not be able to take the sore trials of Jonah. But I'll tell you one thing, when you do take the trials, and when you do keep on going, it gives glory and honor to God, and it shows this world how much the Lord means to you. And God said, I counsel thee, in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 18, God said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, and you get in the fire, that's when you see what you made out of, amen. Joel said, his way have I kept and not declined. He went on to say, I've esteemed his words more than my necessary food. That's Job chapter 23, verses 10 through 12. Some people, the first thing goes wrong, I'm done. I'm out of here. And some people, They don't raise up a white flag. They don't throw in the towel. Even though the devil's over there saying, won't you just give up? They remember the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And they start remember, greater is He that's in them than He that's in the world. They start remembering, if God be for you, who can be against you, Molly? They start thinking, amen, I've got the greatest help that anyone can have. And they start thinking about verses like Psalms 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble, amen. And in Genesis, I believe it's 15, verse 1, God told Abraham, fear not, I'm your shield. You'll see it in great reward. I'm telling you, He'll not leave you. Amen. He'll not leave you. Man, I got something when I got saved. It's bigger today than it was when it started. But I'll tell you what, it'll never exhaust itself. You can grow in the Lord, and you should. David made a statement, Psalm 27, verse 13. David said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. I don't know how bad a week you've had. I don't know how much the news has troubled you. I don't know whether you're Republican, Democrat, conservative, or liberal. I'll tell you one thing. If you got Jesus, you got something.
You got it all.
Amen. Yeah, the Bible said we're complete in Him. I was worried about it. I wasn't going to measure up. I read that verse there in Colossians. It said, in Him dwell the fullness of the Godhead body, and you're complete in Him. I'm glad. Amen. I'm whole. I'm complete. He put that missing piece of my puzzle, Billy. I'm complete. I'm telling you, in His likeness, He's still molding me. He's still making me. He's the potter. I'm the clay. I yield. And He takes care of me. Amen. He told Saul, which became Paul, why kick?
Against the priest.
Why? Tell you why. Because we don't understand Him. His ways ain't like your my ways. We got God all figured out. Only thing is, we can go figure again because He ain't like none of what we've got figured out. But verse 14 of Psalms 27 says, well, I'm going to paraphrase here. Hang on, hold on,
amen,
and be of good courage.
Amen.
Paul said in the book of Romans, Molly, for now is our salvation nearer than what we believed. I don't know how close I am to filling my days. I just know one day I will. Now, we just came from nursing home, and there's a lady over there. She just filled her days, I reckon, right before we got there. That's coming to you. It's coming to me. I don't know how many days on my calendar. I don't know how many days on your calendar, but He does. The Bible said He numbered our days. And He told us to number our days. We might apply our hearts unto wisdom. Jesus said, now you think not the Son of Man comes. I mean, better redeem the time. Look around. It's about time to get on board. Get in there, amen. And get ready to meet Him. He's coming. He'll not delay. He's coming. The day of the Lord will come. He's coming for His church. He bought it with His blood. It's His possession. He's coming for it, amen. I'm glad I'm part of it. I said 15. Took 20. Let me say this. Don't give up.
Amen.
Get more determined.
Yeah.
Get a backbone like a saw log. Get a mind like Jesus had when He set His face toward Jerusalem. He went all the way. He never missed a single step. Yeah, no. Isaiah said He set His face like a flint.
Yep.
But He went to that cross knowing His life was going to end right there, earthly life. But that's the reason He came into this world, to give His life a ransom. But He showed us it can be done. He showed us by example. And you know what we do? We still give God an excuse. Grumble, complain. I don't know what you made out of. But I do want to say this. Don't give up. I don't care if you're in a whale's belly. I don't care if you're at the bottom of the sea. Now, let me elaborate just a few things, throw it out there, and we'll be done. School in Colorado this week, when they said the pledge, Instead of saying one nation under God, they said one nation under Allah in American school in Colorado. Parents are outraged. Don't give up. Weapons of our warfare, Molly, are not carnal. They're mighty through God. They're pulling down strongholds. I know we've become an abomination with an oath. I know things aren't as they seem. It's going to all come out. Don't worry. He's going to come with a rod of iron. He's going to straighten this mess out. I'm looking forward to the day, but I'm headed up to here. I'm sure God has too. But when he comes down, it's going to be worth it, brother. He's going to straighten this mess out. He's going to start, I believe, the White House, and he's going to run through the courthouse, the Supreme Court, all them judges, all them queers, gays, lesbians, all that bunch of junk up there acting like Hollywood actors, thinking they're really trying to help this country instead of ruining all the Nancy Pelosi's and Harry Reid's and members of communists in America. He's going to clean the house just like he did the money changers in the temple.
That's exactly right.
And I say, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Father, we thank you for the privilege to speak from thy word. Brag on my son. Lord, to feed your sheep and feed your lambs. We thank you, Father, be here tonight on this beautiful Sunday evening. Lord, I pray you bless the preaching of your word. And Lord, if there be one that needs to come tonight, I pray the divine hand of God will be the one that brings this altar. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I guess everybody stand tonight. I don't know how God spoke to you or if he even did speak to you. Maybe he's sitting there worried about the beans burning. Maybe he's worried about, you know, I don't know what's going on, horse racing or if anything like that's going on.
Come from heaven.
I'm just listening.
I'll tell you one thing, God's real. We done had two men talk about dreams they had. One about heaven, one about hell. God himself said he spoke to men through dreams. He said, am I not he that speaketh to men through dreams? He gave Pharaoh a dream. He gave Nebuchadnezzar a dream. He gave Peter a vision. He gave Jacob a dream. Jacob saw a ladder reach to heaven.
200.
You need to come tonight. Make haste. Come.
Every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord. He will surely give you rest by trusting in His Word. Oh, and trust Him alone. Trust Him now.
I appreciate having Brian here with us tonight. Help us in the music area. Done a good job with his guitar. Good to have him here tonight.
God bless you.
Maybe somebody's got a word in your heart tonight. I appreciate everybody come tonight. Like I said, I wasn't expecting this many people to be here. But if you got a word of praise tonight, a word you want to give God glory.
God's done a lot of things for me, people. Y'all think, you know, I come in here, you know, I give y'all a dream. That was a dream I had, you know, and everything, and it sent me on a compelling way to be about my Father's business.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking for the next person I can run into, you know, that maybe I can help along God's way. You know, God's been good to me in my lifetime. God's kept me in all my ways, you know. He's never failed me. I mean, I've had people holding guns in my head, hollering they're going to kill me. And I said, pull the trigger, you're doing me a favor, you know. I said, I cannot lose. You're doing me a favor when you pull the trigger. I mean, I've had people holding knives to me, people want to kill me all the time. You know, because I stand up for the Word of God. You know, I'm not going to back down from the devil just because he says he's going to kill me. If I did that, I might as well just never come out of my house, period. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to get run over. You know, I'm not no novice. I'm not Christ. I've set my face like Flint. I'm going to heaven one way or another. Ain't nothing the devil can do about it to stop it. So, I mean, Jesus is in control. You know, Jesus and God is the same person if people don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? The Father, Son, Holy Ghost, they all became one. To please the Father, Son, walked in the Godhead body. That means they
great mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh.
Manifested in the flesh. They all became one. So Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost are all the same person. So Jesus has done me real good, you know.
Sure did, brother.
And he'll always continue to do me real good. And, you know, I was just seeking to find some place I could go to church, you know, and God led me here this morning and everything, you know, and I have felt such a good spirit.
Amen.
Everything, you know, and I believe it just make it my place where I come to church.
Good deal there, brother.
Because I've been run over, you know, and if y'all know where I come from, Gene Sneed's my second cousin. You know, me and him don't get along. You know, I mean, I love him to death. He's a preacher. He's sitting there. He's whoremongering around with a woman sitting on the front row. Mm-hmm. So how can he stand there and be a preacher? And I know this for a fact. Mm-hmm. I asked him. I said, hey, can you stand there and be a preacher and you're whoremongering around the same woman?
We'll take care of that.
I said, what good are you doing? What good are you doing but cutting down the people? You're standing there a fake. I said, you're a fake and a failure. You're a fake. He said, Brian, how you going to stand up here and judge me? I said, I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you what the Word says. I said, you cannot be having sexual relations with a woman and be unmarried and not be a whoremonger. I said, that's just plain fact.
Lord take care of that, Brian.
I said, I know the Lord will take care of me. He don't make no difference. He's still a preacher, but I mean, he's a false preacher. Do you understand what I'm saying?
He'll do it in his
way. You know, I could go down the list and I could name you all my faults in my life, brother. And if people want to call me false and fake, that's up to them.
Yeah.
But I know who Jesus is.
When the Lord does it, ears will tingle. Yeah. They'll take note. He took Ananias and Sapphira out. He was tingled there for a minute.
They
realized the severity of God. He can do it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he holds our next breath in his hands. He can withhold it or he can give it.
Yep.
Who else got a word on the heart tonight?
I want to praise my God tonight.
Amen.
Thank him for the blood of Calvary.
Amen, Molly.
My God is real tonight.
He is.
Yes, he is.
He's still saving tonight.
Sure enough.
If people was really taking for what he's worth, I mean, the Father gave his Son up.
Yeah.
His only begotten Son, and the blood went down the cross.
Yeah, it did.
And I praise him and thank him for that.
Amen.
I know the devil is working strong. Just today is from the beginning. But you got to take the power in you that God gives you to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And I thank him that he died for me. And I know he's real. Nobody else can tell me anything different.
I agree with you, sis.
He was the one that met me that evening. He was the one that met me.
Yeah.
I praise him for the blood that he applied to my heart.
Amen.
I love him tonight.
Amen, Molly. Amen. Anybody else got a word in your heart tonight? Thank you for coming. I try to get somebody in your heart this week. Try to get them in church, get them saved. You know, we need to get the message out. It's good. You know, we're all here. It's good, but it's not good neither. We need to be out working in the vineyard. We need to be out in the hedges and highways, compelling people to come in. God's house might be filled, but it's good to have this greater number. In this Laodicea age we're living in, it's good to have this greater number. On a Sunday night, a lot of churches, they don't even have service on a Sunday night because of the day and hour we're living in. The Bible talks about the love of many wax cold. People used to love the Lord, and they flocked the house of God, but now they love other things. The lovers of pleasure are more than lovers of God. It shows up. It gets a little discouraging. But like Molly said, just remember him. Remember that day he come to you. Our motivation is gratitude. I just want to praise him and thank him for saving me and for forgiving me. Praise him. We're done tonight?
Well, you know, we need to keep trying to get the people in church, you know.
Yeah.
God told Jeremiah, I believe, he said, they won't hear you, but
yeah, go tell them
anyway, you know.
Yeah.
So we need to keep witnessing, trying to get a lot of people in.
Amen. Jeremiah never won one single convert. They never quit. He wanted to quit. He tried to. He said, I'll not make mention of his name, but he said his word was in him like a fire burning within. And would to God it was like that with us. Amen. Elijah wanted to quit. He said, it's enough. What you got back there, Billy?
I want to thank God for saving my soul when dying brought me on the cross. And I've been through some rough goes in the last few days. And he came right by me.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on now.
That's what he said. That's right. Paul went down, bombed the ship when the storm hit. He said, they're stood by me this day. Him, the Lord, whom I trust. And he said, everything's going to be all right. We're going to make it. Appreciate that testimony, Billy. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed.
One other thing. The Bible says people perish like knowledge. So it's a good place to
try to. That's true. Yeah.
We'll warn them to flee the rest of the county.
Amen. Dismiss us, Brother Melvin.
Thank you, Lord, today. Let me have a message. Blessings that you say.